Nervous systems were evolved to take care of ourselves when tigers were chasing us. And the stress of modern life can really have a wearing out impact just from the stimulation all the time, whether it's noise or, you know, people around all the time or financial worries or just the thoughts that are going through our mind all the time. It really triggers cortisol, adrenaline, all of the hormones that help us to react strongly and quickly when we need to. And the reality is most of the time, it's not the right response for the situation that we're in now. Nervous systems evolve over millions of years. And our society has changed so much just in the last 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, that our nervous systems aren't all that suitable anymore for what goes on in most of our lives. So it's good to do all of the work that we do with breathing and relaxing and all of the ways that we work with calming our nervous system, because we need to do quite a bit of that now in order to counteract the impact of what's going on in life. One of the things that we notice when we tune in is that there's a natural relaxation. Part of that depends on what's going on in our mind. When we have a lot going on in our mind, then we need to have a very tight focus on the practice. We need to really be keeping our attention and bringing our attention back to the body, the breath, the thoughts, to the practice itself. And when our mind is kind of relaxed and there's not as much compulsion in the mind, then we have the opportunity to soften and have a less intensely focused practice, to just rest. So whatever it is that's going on in your mind, you'll be able to modify the practice for that. If you need a really focused practice, then have a focused practice. If the mind is wandering off, then just keep bringing it back. And if the mind is kind of settled, then it will be a different kind of practice, probably one that we enjoy more. Most of us enjoy a quieter practice than a busy mind compulsion kind of a practice. But either way, it's just the experience that we're having. So start with this awareness of your whole body from head to toes. And notice what your system feels like at the moment. Notice your physical body. There's all of the muscles, the way that your limbs are arranged, if you're comfortable, if you're warm or cold. And as you exhale, allow your whole body to relax and settle into the support. If you're on the floor, you can relax all the muscles in your body. If you're in a chair, you could relax everything except for the core muscles that keep you upright. And part of what we notice when we tune in and relax is that we relax our body, we relax the breath becomes smoother, longer. And that this is our nervous system relaxing as well. We relax the muscles along the back of the neck and the shoulders, the large muscles of the upper back. And there's a connection here. Often the reason that they are tight or we have our shoulders up around our ears is because we're protecting ourselves. It's our nervous system, our protective survival system that is charged up. There's some kind of activity going on there. And when we settle, we notice it's okay to let that go. It's okay to let that rest because actually we're safe right now. We protect ourselves from physical threats, and we also protect ourselves from emotional and social threats. So right now, check and see if you feel physically safe. And if it's okay to let your whole system of keeping yourself safe to have a rest. We don't need to be alert or vigilant right now. And as you tune into that and acknowledge that right now there's no need for that kind of preemptive tightness or ready to spring into action kind of energy in the body, then we could let that whole system settle. And bring your attention to your breath. There's two main ways that we notice the breath. One is the flow of air. It feels cooler as we breathe in and warmer as we breathe out. And the other is the movement of our body with the breath. And that happens mostly through the lower part of the chest, the stomach area. If we're relaxed and breathing diaphragmatically, then there's very little movement in the upper chest. And as we tune into our breath, there's an automatic process of softening and deepening, usually anyway. Sometimes tuning into the breath doesn't feel quite so safe. And so it can make us anxious. We might notice there's a holding of our breath or there's something going on with our breath. But generally, when we notice our breath, if we see those kinds of patterns, it's an opportunity to notice and relax. What is your breathing pattern right now telling you about your nervous system? And it's interesting because our nervous system isn't something that happens just right now in this moment. It's very much built on our experience over time. So even though right now in this moment, you might have been looking around and noticing that you feel safe, there might still be patterns in your breath that are anxious or tight, protective. It's not an instant fix when we notice what's going on. And it's also quite responsive. So as we notice that we're safe and as we start to work with our breath, the muscles of breathing start to relax and soften the diaphragm area, the little muscles between the rib cage, the larger muscles of the chest and the back, the stomach muscles in particular. If we have a tightness in our stomach, it's harder to breathe because there's a resistance to a full breath. And even if we've been breathing in a shallow or tight way for days or weeks or years, when we tune into the breath, it's actually quite responsive. As we breathe out, our whole system is set up to relax on the exhale. So as we breathe out, there's a naturalness to relaxing. Tune into your own experience right now in this moment. As you breathe in, sometimes we don't breathe in fully if we're scared or worried about something. We might take kind of a gasp and then hold our breath. And if that happens a lot, then it could be a pattern that we're noticing as we're tuning in. Just for now, see if you could take a really complete inhale. What that feels like. Notice how the lower ribs open a bit as we breathe in fully. And as soon as you finish a nice big inhale, then let your breath go into the out breath. And notice if it feels disconcerting to breathe like this. Full exhalation, a full inhalation. Or it might feel quite wonderful. We relax as we breathe out. We nourish our body as we breathe in. And then bring your attention up to your face with the eyes closed. We're not assessing the situation around us. All day long, we put a lot of energy into our visual field. It's one of the largest areas of activity in the brain, actually. And it's a big part of our nervous system. We're constantly scanning for any signs of danger. And right now, we could allow that whole system to go off duty and to rest. Relax the eyes, your corners of your eyes. Relax the faculty of sight. And notice your mouth and jaw, your tongue, your throat, your vocal cords. Right now, there's no need to express ourselves or to hold back what we're wanting to express or to worry about expression in any way at all. We can relax the muscles of the face. We can relax the faculty of speech. As we do a practice like this, there's no external demands, there's no external communication going on. We're just resting. Notice your forehead and eyebrows. And notice the energy of thought behind the forehead. Notice again, now that we're a few minutes into the practice, what is the state of your thoughts right now? Are they kind of calm? Is there a lot of activity going in there? When we're worried about something or ruminating about something, the thoughts will have a lot more of a compulsion to them. Pay attention. This is also driven by the nervous system. Anxious thoughts or catastrophic thinking or ways that we prepare ourselves to handle danger or threat. And when we acknowledge to ourselves that right now we don't actually need to be managing that, sometimes that can help us to let that relax and go back into a more resting state for a while. And instead, we focus on something more benign. We might work with the breath. We could work with softening the muscles of the forehead and the eyebrows. We give the mind something else to do. And we're also working with the nervous system to allow our nervous system to settle and relax. And if your internal experience in your nervous system has changed just during the time of the practice, it's good to notice that too. Our nervous system is actually quite responsive. We're not stuck with being on red alert all the time. And our mind is built with a negativity bias, with a bias towards noticing danger, because that's our survival system. That's what's kept the human race alive, what's allowed us to evolve and live through all different kinds of threats. And understanding that can help us to put that in perspective and not be held hostage so much by the thoughts that come into the mind. Catastrophic thinking is often an attempt to feel safe. If we kind of manage or experience the worst in our minds, then we feel there's a protective element to that. Number one, we might be looking out for the right kind of danger. But we also somehow have this idea that if we experience it first in our mind, that it won't hurt as much. It's not actually true. So if you're noticing thoughts coming up that are exaggerating a danger or even bringing to mind some memory or some image or something that could happen, just recognize that that's part of the nervous system too. It has a legitimate function, and it can also be quite out of control. When something's out of control or it's out of perspective, then we're not seeing clearly. And this practice is an opportunity for us to settle, to notice that we're safe, to let our breathing reflect that, to let the softness of the muscles in our body reflect that, and also the mind, the thoughts. One of the ways that we can practice good self-care is to notice our nervous system, to notice what agitates us, what calms us, to develop patterns and practices that can support our nervous system, to understand the effect that our nervous system has so that we're not blaming ourselves or shaming ourselves for something that's going on in our nervous system that's just a predictable response to stuff. We all respond to the environment that we're in, to the experiences that we have had. And we all have the capacity to turn inward and relax and rest to help restore health to our nervous system. Set a commitment to check back in through the day. Notice how it's going for your nervous system. If there's something you could do to support yourself, to feel safer, more comfortable, to distract yourself from some anxious thought pattern that's not helping, to enjoy your breath or walk outside for a few minutes. And then when you're ready, open your eyes.